are clearly seen. It says manifest. God has showed it unto them. Even his eternal power and his deity. Now, who is it that says they're without excuse? Man makes an excuse and says, I don't see it. God turns around and says, you didn't look. Emil and John have said, you didn't pay attention. You didn't look at the world that I created. Now, we look at this Gentile world that people say, as John has expressed, that they've never heard, they've never seen, they don't know. Well, what about these folk right here? What was their reaction to this beautiful created world that God put them in? You see, it says, because that when they knew God. You mean there was a time when the world knew God? It's exactly what it's teaching us. People say these people never knew. Well, the book of Romans says when they did know, they made a choice. Now, you know, the spiral that we're looking at here is not upward. The verse that we're going to look at, because that when they knew God, what was the first thing they did? They glorified him not as God. Not only that, they were not thankful. Not only that, they were vain in their imaginations. And what was the effect upon their heart? Were they enlightened? You remember those that were, the reference was made to them the other day when Paul came to Mars Hill, and they had this idol to the unknown God, the center of man's wisdom, the center of his accomplishments and all his purposes. And here's a sign to the God that we do not know. Well, he's seen, and men, you and I, the Gentile world, because I think it's important to underline this, that while I might see my name in the book of Romans, and you might see your name here, I'm actually dealing with the races or the descendants of Adam. God is going to deal with all that were under Adam. These are the first groups of men that we run into, the Gentiles. It says their foolish heart was darkened, and professing themselves to be wise. You don't have to go very far in this world, and I don't decry. I hope you don't. I enjoyed riding here in a car instead of a horse or walking. I have glasses on because I can't see without them. I can't make a watch. I'm happy for the advances that men have made. But that's not what we're talking about in this verse. It says, professing themselves to be wise. It doesn't say they were fools. Mark it. It says that they became a fool. You see? The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And so he charges on his life in that atmosphere. God doesn't exist. God says, well, that's okay. You can think that if you want to, but I'm going to hold you accountable just the same. I'm going to hold you accountable just the same. What about the glory of the incorruptible God? These men said, we're going to make a change. We're for progress. We're going to change the glory of the incorruptible God, and we're going to make it into an image like to corruptible man. And go down a notch to birds, to four-footed beast, and to creeping things. This is what man said. Elimel has said earlier, did God just sit back and say, well, that's okay. You can just do that if you want to. Did he not take notice of what men did? This is God's answer to the what you and I would call, or what men commonly call, the heathen today. I think, personally, I see them in these verses. And I see them as quite responsible to the living God. With all of God's testimony in creation, do you know what this teaches me? They turned to idolatry. That God gave them a witness and a testimony in the creation of this world, and the Gentile world said, we don't want God, we want idols. We don't want God, we want these other things, and so they turned wholeheartedly to idolatry. And we didn't read the rest of these verses, but some young brother here is going to help us to see what was God's response toward men that would look at his creation in such a way. Can somebody help me? I give you a clue. First part of it's in verse 24. Second part's in verse 26. Third part is in verse 28. Somebody help me with 24. And I don't mean that those verses are covered. Others may have something to say on them. Sleepy this morning.
You better not be sleeping, especially you guys in the back, because I'm watching everybody.
Should I throw that microphone in the back there and
get
some answers?
Here, Sam wants to say something.
Yeah, just before we maybe make that transition, I just wanted to make a comment with regard to the issue of evolution. Others have heard me say this, and I know that in this age group, in high school, in college, and so on, that you are going to be faced with this theory. And I want to underline the word. It's a theory. And if you do science, you realize that a theory is an idea that scientists put forward. They then have to gather evidence to really demonstrate the truth of that idea. But this is a theory for which we really don't have real solid evidence. It's a theory. And as others have said, I'm not going to reiterate what they've said. The fact is that when you look at the creation, when you study the creation, when you study the human body, or if you study plants and animals, you will find a great order in the creation, an order even at the level of the cell. And the further we go in the study of the creation, the more order we see. And this is amazing. I want you all to, as scientists, as young people, don't be afraid of science. Because science, if you're looking at science and looking at truth, you're going to find it does not conflict with the Word of God.
That's right.
So truthfully, when you look at the cell, and at the level of the cell, the organelles, and you look beyond that, you see an order. And I bet you that when they have more power in terms of resolution, they're going to find more order and more order because it's of God. And I think that's something that you folks, we need to all grasp. And you're going to get us at college. You're going to get the idea that some people are going to put across to you that you're stupid, you're dumb. And that's not true. We need to be grounded in this truth so that we can refute what they're saying. It's simply a theory. It's not a fact. I just want to make that comment before.
There's something else, too, I think, that is coming out already that I think is paramount in us understanding what is going to be before us this week. And as the wrath of God is revealed, why is it revealed? Because of sin. And what is happening here already, as we looked at verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. What is happening here? Man is looking to himself and making something of himself. And what we have to realize as this week and these studies are going to go on, that there is absolutely nothing that we are in ourselves. And there's nothing that we can do to justify ourselves before a righteous God. And so what's he do? What's the first thing he does? But became vain in their imaginations. Foolish heart was darkened. Professing them to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. We're magnifying man, not God. We're making something of ourselves. And you can see the moment we have something of self, then as Chuck has said, we're on a downward spiral. And we go down, down, and down, as in these next verses all describe to us and give us God's description of what man is, while at the same time, man is still trying to make something of himself.
I would also add that if you look at every culture across the world, you will notice every primitive culture that they have some sort of God that they worship. And it's not the true God. But you'll notice that this really fits in with what we've got here. They've got some sort of image or idols that they worship.
God created us, mm-hmm. body, soul, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And so we have that characteristic created in us that there is the desire mm-hmm. and the knowledge of a higher being. Mm-hmm.